welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Haven't changed direction on this confession thing. I can't put it down. It's kind of like the sower of the seed. I just can't put it down because it's so important in our lives that we need to keep hearing it. And I'm going to take you in a different direction and introduce you to a book you can get your hands on. There's a lot of these, but this one here in particular, it's by Harrison House. It's called Scripture Confession. Say Scripture Confession. So what are we confessing? The Word. So this, for instance, has different topics. For instance, the first section is Scripture Confessions for Victorious Living, whole bunch. Next one is Scripture Confessions for Healing. Another one is Scripture Confessions for Finances. Another one is Scripture Confessions for Moms and Dads Dealing with Your Children. There's all kinds of these things out there. But let's say, for instance, you're having an issue with your finances. Ever have a problem with finances? Everybody just sailing along, no problem? Here's some of the things that start the day with God. God is my source. The tithe, being led by the Holy Spirit, stress-free living. Well, that's a good one. Let's just turn over to page 107. You're not going to have it. I'm going to turn over to page 107. Let's just see. And this is what I do in my house with my wife and I. This is direction that we take. We don't speak of the circumstances. We speak the answer. Well, where am I going to find the answer? The Word of God. See, this is a simple course, but you and I need to step into it. All right? So can I read the scriptures that he gives you for this one? Stress-free living? 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. How many of you know that scripture? Okay. Here's another one. Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's the scripture. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God will do what? Which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So right away, I'm going to scripture. Then he puts it into a prayer. Can I read that for you? Thank you very much. I resist stress in my life. You have a choice. Stress comes as a result of worry. Have you ever worried about anything? Bible calls worry sin. Because that says we don't have faith in God. Instead, we're trying to do it ourselves. And what happens? We get stressed out. I know somebody right now is in a hospital because of stress. Things are overwhelming them, and instead of dealing with it through the Word, what happened? They try to solve the problem. I know that it is not God's will for me to be frustrated or fearful about anything. Therefore, I cast all my... Here's all the scripture put in. Therefore, I cast my cares on Him, all my anxieties, all my worries, all my stress, over onto God. The power of the Holy Spirit in me is greater than any stress that tries to come into my life. I receive God's peace in exchange. I will not let circumstances and the frustration of daily living. Is there a frustration of daily living? Is there really? Anybody here not experiencing that? Of daily living bring stress into my life. I will not allow stress to infiltrate my mind. What does the Bible say? Renew your mind daily with what? Word of God. Next paragraph. God promised in His Word that He would give me joy in the middle of problems, tests, and trials. I thank God for the joy and peace in my life. No matter what challenges I might face, I am not become stressed out. No matter how burdensome and difficult the problems become, I will not become stressed. I will not allow stress to steal my joy. See, I'm saying this out of my mouth and you're hearing it, but when you say it out of your mouth and hear it, it's even more powerful. Because my trust is in God, I boldly proclaim that stress has no part in me. I choose to walk peaceably, calmly, and confidently before God, knowing that God will provide all that I need through my union with Him and the power of the Holy Spirit working in me, I can live a stress-free life. Now, I can read that and believe it because I believe the Word of God. See, the foundation is Jesus Christ. That's what we built on. How many of you want to do another one? I thought we'd have a little fun with this. Because if we can learn how to confess God's word, if you will change your confession, say, if I change my confession, I can change my life. See, when somebody says, I don't believe in anything, then you believe in nothing. Remember Joshua and Caleb? Did they go into the promised land along with 10 other guys? And 10 came back and said what? Bad report, an evil report. What did Joshua and Caleb say? We can do it. We got to take it now. That's something you always learn in the Spirit. When the Spirit of God speaks, do it now. That's telling your flesh they're not in control, but you're in control with your mouth. Do it right. Say now. Say it again. Now. When we look back in our life, how many difficulties would we have eliminated if we have done what the Holy Spirit said when he said to do it? Okay. So let's look at this one, Kemi. Let's do scriptures first. Fair enough. Matthew 17:20 says, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say unto the mountain, be removed to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible to you. So what's impossible to us? Is anything impossible for God? Then there's nothing impossible for us. If his word is in us, and we're in the word, and we abide in the word, we can ask anything we want in his name, and it's going to take place. Now, Joshua and Caleb, how long did it take them for them to get into the promised land? 40 years. But did they get in? See, what held them back was the confession of so many others. What can hold us back is the confession of so many others. You got to separate yourself from people who have a confession that is not lined up with the word of God. You can confess stuff, but if it's not the word, it's not going to work. God's word works how often? Say this out loud with me. God is waiting on my words. He's waiting on my words. Ever have an ailment on you? Physical ailment. Do you ever, not you, but you ever people talk about their ailment so it becomes, they can't wait to talk about it? What do? Run. I think I told you, I was sitting in the waiting room with all these other people. And the one next to me is talking about their knee replacement. And the other guy saying, I had a double one done. Another guy said, I just had my hip replaced. Another one said, I'm going in about a year. Who's a good... I went up to the receptionist and said, I'm going to give you my cell number. I'm going to be in the hallway. I did this, sitting out there reading. I can't stay here and listen to this rhetoric. She said, Mr. DeBano, I don't blame you. And she slid the thing closer. She didn't want to hear it either. I don't want to be around the confession of people that are talking about their limbs being replaced when the word of God says I don't have to live in an expectation for that. So I left. When I get a doctor's appointment, I ask for the first one in the morning. So I don't have to sit there and listen to all that. I don't want to hear it. And I'm not going to subject myself to it. You understand that now? I'm making a decision. Because before you know it, when I'm walking out, I'll be limping. Because I'm listening to their confession and some of the seeds getting in. Yeah, you should have one of them when you're about such and such an age. Who said so? I like to watch like the news at night late before I go to bed. You know, at least the weather. They put these commercials on. If you have the flu, take this. And they list all the side effects. The reason they say it will help you with the flu is because you'll be dead before the flu takes hold. You could bleed internally. That's major. I got to get that. I like the color. But go ahead and take it. I'll take the gospel before I'll take a whole bunch of other stuff. All right. Let's look at another one. You ready? This all has to do with this now. Isaiah 48:21. Wow. He thirsted, which when he led them through the deserts, he caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. Interesting. Matthew, you ready for this one? 14. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them. He healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place and time is now past. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves something to eat. Jesus said to them, they need not depart. Give them something to eat. What? And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He looked up to heaven. And then what happens? Are you ready? He broke the bread, blessed it, and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude. How many they have left over at the end? More than they started with. If we're involved, we want enough to go around the first time. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now he puts us all together into prayer. This is speaking to the mountain. Jesus said that if I speak to the mountain in my life, I will have to obey me. Therefore, I speak to the mountain of debt in my life and command it to be gone. No matter how big the mountain of debt is, it's not bigger than my God. I can tell you something else we throw in there. God, forgive me for getting into debt and help me not to get into debt again. I know one way you can do that is by giving God first fruits of anything that comes in. You get a dollar, God gets 10. That's how I do it. Sometimes I give him 20. I've done that as soon as I found out the principles of stewardship. Well, if I do that, how am I going to have enough to go around? See, you're trying to figure out. Don't even bother giving him a penny. You can't figure God out. We use the term all the time, illogical instructions. Remember when Jesus came into the little room and the girl was dead and the professional mourners are in there? What were they doing? Crying and weeping over the dead. So their confession was there to say what? This little girl is dead and we're doing what we're supposed to do because somebody's dead. Then Jesus comes in. What did he do? Before he kicked them out, what did he do? He made a confession that changed their confession. She's not dead. They said she's dead. He said they're not. She's not dead. So now we got two confessions going around. And what does he do? He throws them out. And then what does he do to the little girl? Grabs her hand, tells her to get up. She's alive, and give her something to eat. See, when your confession and my confession, which is the word, comes into it, my God, I got the Holy Ghost on that. When he comes into the place where there's an issue, a circumstance, the confession of God's word changes the confession of whatever else has been spoken. If we want, how many of you want to change where you are right now in your life? Things aren't, change your confession. Start speaking the word out of your mouth, not enough for me to say it, out of your mouth and say what God's word says. That's why these little books are good. Look, can I read some faith confessions before I finish that? All right, here comes some faith confessions. I know you'll like this. Faith opens the door to God's promises. What opens the door? What does Hebrews 11:6 say? Let's see how well you can do. Without faith. Faith in the Greek means there's a location. It means you're either in the city or you're out of the city. So when you go out of a town, there's a sign that says leaving such and such a place or entering. Faith is a place. That's what the word says. It's a location. Where is faith? On the inside of us. How do we let it out? With what we say. Or we release doubt by what we don't say. Remember the angel had to close Zechariah's mouth up. Why? Because what he was about to say was going to wreck God's plan. So he shut up, pardon my friend, shut him up. Until the time that he was quiet, he realized that God's plan was in motion. And then when he changed his confession and agreed with God to say his name is John, his speech came back. There are consequences to keep talking about the problem we're in, the dilemma we're in, the circumstances we're in, but instead we can change them by the confession of our mouth. Your confession is powerful.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.